producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Of Auto World. Let me tell you what we're going to be doing in this hour of the broadcast. We are scheduled to be joined by probably the best-selling automotive author of all time. This guy has written, I don't know how many books. I've lost count. Tom Cotter is his name. And a number of years back, he did a barn find book. It was called The Cobra in the Barn. It was such a huge hit that he decided to do another one. That one was even a bigger hit. And so he has amassed a whole slew of these barn find books. Let me see if I can remember. The original one was The Cobra in the Barn. The second one was called The Henny in the Barn. The third one he did on motorcycles was called The Vincent, which is a very famous old motorcycle. The Vincent in the Barn. Then he did The Corvette in the Barn. He has done umpteen barn find books. His most recent one, I already know he's got another one that he's completing, but the one that's most recently been released, literally just a couple of months back, is called The Barn Find Road Trip. Three guys, 14 days, and 1,000 lost collector cars discovered, if you can imagine. And we always enjoy our conversations with Tom Cotter, but Tom, right now, we're having a little bit of problem getting a hold of him via cell phone. He's probably riding around in one of his classic cars himself. Matter of fact, the Cobra in the Barn was the story of his own vehicle. He always wanted to own a Cobra, a real deal Cobra. And he found one very close to where he lives in North Carolina, and that's what started it all. But the book we're going to be focusing on here is this road trip he did last year. And I remember the publisher of these barn find books, Motor Books, the great company, Motor Books International. The publisher said, are you sure you're going to find at least 100 cars, you know, over the couple of weeks that you guys are going to be out on the road? He takes this great photographer along, Michael Allen Ross, and another buddy, and they head out in a 1939 Ford Woody, if you can imagine. And they started in the South, and believe it or not, in the first day, they found more than 100. So Tom called the publisher and said, you were worried that we weren't going to find 100 in 2 weeks. Well, guess what? We found actually more than 100 in the first day. They found 1,000. over 14 days, and it's all chronicled in this wonderful book. So check it out. It's on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, all the usual offenders or places or whatever you want to call them. Some bookstores have them as well. If you're listening in California, there's a great bookstore in Burbank that focuses specifically on automotive books. That's their specialty. We'll have to get somebody on from that store sometime to tell you about it. But meanwhile, let me give you some valuable pieces of information. Number one, the telephone line is available for you, toll-free from anywhere across North America at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Or via digitally, you can reach out to me via the email. I got the computer. That's the computer right here on my broadcast desk, my humble broadcast desk. And I'm looking at my email constantly, and you can fire me up an email during the show, bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. I think we finally kicked that one in the backside, and now that one is working properly. So as we await, hopefully, the appearance of Tom Cotter, we're going to talk about some other things, because I love talking not only about classic cars, but I am a huge new car guy, as you folks know, new vehicle guy, I should say. And I'm very fortunate. For the last 20 years, I've been getting press vehicles to evaluate, and the last two have been quite entertaining. I had a... last three, actually, have been quite entertaining, to be honest with you. Let's begin with the one that I had for 2 weeks over the holidays. I had a Fiat, not just a plain Fiat 500C convertible, but the Abarth version, the high-performance version. And pretty soon you'll read my review of that up at epictimes.com. Interesting couple of weeks in that vehicle. It was only available with a manual transmission the first year, but for 2015-2016, they have unleashed a 5-speed automatic transmission. And that was the one that I had for a couple of weeks. So you'll read my review of that one coming up very shortly at epictimes.com. Last week, even though I was on the road at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit, part of the week, and the Consumer Electronics Show before that, Cadillac CTS-V. Unbelievable vehicle. This has got the Corvette Z06 engine in it. Minus 10 horsepower. So we're talking, are you ready? 640 horsepower. This is one of the most impressive new American automobiles that I've driven in a long, long time. You'll read about that one hopefully in the next couple of days at epictimes.com. The one I have right now is a Dodge Charger, and who doesn't love the Charger? This one is an RT. It's got the 5.7-liter Hemi, and it's a black top edition. So look forward to all those reviews, not only here on Auto World Radio, but also at epictimes.com. And hopefully in the year ahead, you'll be reading me in other places. But we've got good news, because the man of the hour is here, because we are going to do a barn find hour. So we have got, as I said at the top, the gentleman that I consider to be number one, the world's foremost expert on barn finds, and number two, from what I can see from the great success that he's had with the barn find series, this gentleman is probably the most successful automotive author of all time. He has written so many wonderful books, but we're going to focus on his latest one, released just a few months back, Barn Find Road Trip, 3 Guys, 14 Days, and 1,000 Lost Collector Cars. The man himself slides up to the microphone, Tom Cotter. Welcome back to Auto World. How are you, my friend?
Bob, I'm calling you from the field, literally the field.
Very cool. So are you finding anything in the field?
Yeah, this is pretty cool. I'm literally walking through an old junkyard that's been closed in Central Florida. I'm doing this series of video shoots with Hagerty Insurance, and they're just following me as I go hunt for cars with video cameras. And
very cool.
So here I am. I'm looking at an old Jaguar over here, over there, an AMA
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back and we're live with Tom Cotter from the field. He's in videos in Tom is the author of all the Barn Find series books, and we're focusing on his latest one, released just a few months back, Barn Find Road Trip, Three Guys, 14 Days, and 1,000, if you can believe that, 1,000 collector cars discovered. And Tom, of course, joined us recently with the story of the sequel to that book, but let's check in with Tom again. So what's going on now, Tom? What are you stumbling across?
I'm walking down this road.
This is one of the things
you take dogs very seriously, you know, hunt through junkyards like this. but this place has been closed for a decade. We got permission from the owner to come here, and all we're going to do is take video and pictures. I'm driving my 39 Ford Woody Wagon, started out at full car. Started heading west and south. And here I am, for day or of this lake, the barn hunting trip. So, it's a tough job, Bob, but somebody's got to do it.
Absolutely. And certainly the other thing that we should tell folks that when you release your barn find books, the more recent ones, you also include the Barn Find Road Trip Best Of, which includes stuff like best food and best pub food, best barmaid, best pie, etc. And I really get a kick out of those as well.
Before I started this idea, which was about a year and a half ago, driving through Virginia and Maryland, I had just read Jack Kerouac's The Road. And it was about a bunch of wild young guys driving back and forth across country. And they weren't looking for cars. They were looking to get high. But if you discount the drug part of that book, I said, it was like a road trip. And they detailed where they went, who they met, what they ate, what rest. I think I could do a version of On the Road. So that's been my goal here, is to bring people along for the ride. Not just this page that we found, but we found out about that PH Chevy because we met bartender the night before, and people have told me it's working. They said, I felt like I'm speaking to you.
That's great. Is everybody loves these barn find stories, and that's cool that you're in a closed junkyard. You get special permission from the owner to go in there. What does this gentleman want to do with some of these cars? It sounds like you've found some pretty cool stuff. I mean, is he up to selling some of this stuff? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, he would sell anything and everything. I think what I'm looking at here is because it's so humid here, I think they're better off as being parts cars than project cars. Now, when I was doing the Route 66 trip a couple months ago, it was the opposite, Arizona and Mexico. It's so arid and so dry that you could see a car with slight surface rust over the body and open the door and lift up the carpet, and it was still shiny black paint underneath there. So it just depends on where you are in the country. If cars are sitting outdoors for a long time in the you can pretty much count on them being parked cars.
Yeah, that would make sense. Central Florida is a place that does get an awful lot of humidity, especially in the summertime. It can be quite brutal. It's been a little bit chilly, a little less than Florida-like in recent times, but that's a good point. So good part finds, and you mentioned a Jag. What else have you come across?
Well, I'm here looking at a Dodge, because somebody might have one here. It is a Polara 500. It had a very odd shape grill. I have to admire them. They took a chance and did a very odd front-end design with headlight grill and stuff. To me, it doesn't work, but I know these cars were available with, I think, 440 wedge engines, and they were quite the drag cars in the day. So there's a couple of those cars here. I must be walking through the Mopar section of the yard because I'm looking at lots of Plymouths and Chryslers and Dodges here and the occasional DeSoto. We were in Savannah for a couple of days and met a guy. Uh-huh. Could barely see through the crack in the fence. I could barely see the cars in this guy's backyard. So I knocked on the door. Sure, you can take a look around. And man, he had muscle cars. He had 396 Chevelles. He had convertible Chevelles. He had 351 Mustangs. He had a 440 Roadrunner, a 440 GTX. I mean, a couple of Corvettes. I mean, he probably had 35, 40 cars, and all of them were pretty special. And unfortunately, in Savannah, they were also very, very rusty. What a shame.
Oh, yeah, what a shame is right. I mean, what a treasure that would have been if they were out in Arizona or someplace where it was a little bit drier. But what a fascinating assignment you've got there. Like you say, somebody has to do this cool work, and you're the automotive archaeologist and going through all these different junkyards and finding all kinds of cool stuff. But how about engines? Are engines in place, or have they been removed, or are major parts still in place?
I think these were probably mostly removed. Yesterday we found a place. It was in it was somewhere around Savannah, 2 days ago. And this guy had a bunch of interesting engines, and Chrysler Hemis, a couple of Ford flatheads, and you know, they had the high-rise two-barrel manifolds. You can put two Stromberg 97s and spin aluminum heads. And just, you know, you don't see that much anymore, because that generation of hot rodder is pretty much gone. And, this guy had a whole bunch of them.
That is absolutely true. Tom Cotter joins us from the field, so to speak. He's in a junkyard right now in Central Florida, and he's walking through the junkyard talking to us live here on the radio. And at the same time, the folks at Hagerty, the great classic car insurance company, McKeel Hagerty's company, and they're filming Tom as he... does this great work. And so this particular junkyard you're in, it seems to be designated different areas. You were in the Mopar area. Are you still in the Mopar, or are you heading, where are you headed now?
You know, this junkyard is almost all cleaned out, so I can't say very far from junkyards. A lot of the newer cars, the man had crushed a couple years ago, so he kept the older cars. I went to a junkyard in Kansas, in Coffeyville, Kansas, and that place never crushed or got rid of a single car. And so you could walk amongst hundreds of Mopars and hundreds of Fords, hundreds of Chevys, hundreds of Buicks, Cadillacs, and not only was it like generic Chevys, but there's a row of, you know, 30, 58 Chevys, and there's a row of 30, 50 Chevys, 51 Chevys.
Stuff. Hang on, Tom. More straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us as we bring you the Barn Find Hour. Tom Carter is with us, and believe it or not, he is in a junkyard right now as we speak. Tom is the author of many, many books on the barn finds, including Barn Find Road Trip, Three Guys, 14 Days, and 1,000. Can you believe it? 1,000 barn finds and, of course, 50 Shades of Rust. And since he's in Central Florida right now, he's finding a lot of rust because of the humidity. And, Tom, whereabouts in the junkyard are you now? What are you seeing?
Well, here I am, two notchback Mustang, probably 65, 66. And I think actually, I guess I'm in the Ford section, but there's a two Jeeps thrown in the mix. But I was telling you about the Kansas. Anybody that lives anywhere in the area of Coffeyville, Kansas, it is the most spectacular junkyard that I've seen, and it's so neat. Everything is so well organized. Rows of 58 Chevys, rows of 59 Chevys, rows of 60 Chevys, and cattle, and Fords, and Plymouths, and Nashes, and it was amazing. And they're not rusty, or not terribly rusty, and they seem to be complete. They seem to be like untouched. The glass is good, the chrome trim, the bumpers, the interiors, the gauges, pretty spectacular. So once in a while, kind of kiss a lot of frogs before you find them.
Very well said. And
that's a terrific one.
That's very well said, and that's true in life as well. If anybody has a question for Tom, we'd love to hear from you right now. Our lines are open at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email Bob, B-O-B, at BobLawnRadio.com. So let's talk a little bit more about Tom's travels here. So you were in Savannah yesterday. You're in Central Florida right now. Where's the next stop on the bandwagon?
Home, coach.
Oh.
And I hope my wife has the driveway shoveled out before I get home. But we've been on the road for 4 days, and we're going to start doing this. Spend 4 days here and 4 days there for a monthly barn find video series that Haggerty's going to send out to their insured clients and YouTube. And, you know, I've never done it, I guess, before, but it's kind of fun. And they taste my hotels, they taste my meals. And so, what could be better?
That's right. That sounds fantastic. Well, folks, definitely, if you're a Haggerty a policyholder, you'll definitely have access to this material. And as a gentleman who used to do a radio show for Haggerty not that long ago, I always have been and will always be very loyal to the Haggerty folks, McKeel and Soon Haggerty, and all the great folks there, Jonathan Klinger and the whole gang. They do a great job, and they inject a lot of passion into the hobby. In addition to providing all the great insurance coverage, they do cool stuff like you're doing, Tom.
They have really taken, to me, the most boring industry in the world, you know, being in the insurance business. You know, they get to the Concours show field pre-dawn, and they're out there with hot coffee and donuts to all the workers there and people setting up their cars while it's still, you know, freezing out. They have an amazing hire enthusiast. You know, the people that sell you insurance are not just insurance companies, but they probably have a Jaguar E-Type Roadster that they're restoring back home. So it's McKeel. It's car insurance, and I'm really, really pleased to be associated with that company.
Yeah, absolutely. I echo your sentiments 100%. And, of course, you know, they do a lot of great programs around the country. I know they had a program not that long ago. I imagine they'll ramp it up again in the spring and in the summer months, getting young people to drive three pedals, something that a lot of young people are not exposed to these days. And they had a program where they got young people out and got them in some vehicles with a clutch and got them behind the wheels of some classic Mustangs and stuff, so that's all great for the hobby. And then when you're out with all the, as Jay Leno would say, the millionaires and billionaires, and I've been there with the Dawn Patrol at Pebble Beach, it's always Haggerty that's providing the donuts there as well.
Yeah, and, you know, they have the magazine, they have the email newsletter, they give out the black bags to all the flea markets so people can put trash and treasures in there. They're okay. And, you know, I've been to Traverse City, and they actually have an incredibly equipped restoration shop for their employees. Mm-hmm. And they encourage their employees to go there at lunchtime, night, and weekends to help restore. Right now they're restoring a Sunbeam Tiger that was so rusty it was broken in half. And, you know, so this way, anybody that works at Haggerty, you know, anybody that's an accountant or a secretary has really no involvement with the hobbyist, per se, can get their hands dirty and learn about what they're working with. It's just incredible. There could be a business school model or program built around this this company.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I also have visited up at Haggerty headquarters before they did the expansion. It was under construction the last time I was there, so that's great that they've completed that shop, and it's a really beautiful campus and in a beautiful area of Michigan, except this time of the year. I wouldn't want to be up there now.
No. Like, you know, we got a little, I called my wife, we got to put 2 inches of ice. And they laugh at that. They say, yeah, that, we call that a Thursday up there. You know, like at Traverse City, 30 inches gets their attention.
Yeah, so true. And they've done some interesting initiatives over the years, too. Jonathan Klinger, one of their PR gurus there, he had his project where he drove a Model A Ford for an entire year as his daily driver and wrote about it, 365 Days of A, it was called. And,
yeah.
and that was cool. And a lot of great photography he He put it in some interesting spots, including alongside some historical spots. But also, I remember being... It might have been in New York City, and I think he had it close to where all the new cars were being unveiled at the Javits Center. So it was like, here's the old car, and here's all the new cars.
You know, I should tell you, we pulled into Tallahassee late yesterday, probably 8 o'clock at night. Didn't know anybody in this town, didn't know where to go. Woke up this morning, it was chilly, but at least it was clear. And I just started driving around. I told my video team, I'll see you in a little while. I just went driving around, and saw an old car and truck in a man's backyard. Now, it's Sunday, and it's just out. I didn't want to bother, maybe to church, whatever. So came back a few hours later, and he brought us over to another friend's house who had, a 32-3 window, 234-5 windows, a 37 Ford pickup that he chopped when he was in high school shop class in 1960, has it. You know, it's a 34 Ford pickup sitting out in the weeds behind his house. Then they brought us to another place. And now, I mean, the sun's is going down here. And we've probably found, 100 cars. I encourage your listeners, if you want an old car, just go into a town and talk to an old mechanic, or go to the auto parts store. We went to the Napa store and said, you got any old guys around here with cars in their backyard? And they, the corner to the left. And there's another lead. So it's not rocket science. I promise you there's still cars out here.
That's a really good point. When we come back on the other side, we'll get some more advice about barn find and field find hunting for classic vehicles. Tom Cotter is with us, and you can find all of his wonderful books at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and published by Motor Books International. Once you buy one, you're going to want them all. Believe me, this is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no.
I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold?
How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back with Tom Cotter, the author of all the wonderful Barn Find books. And guess what? Tom is in a field in Central Florida right now, being filled by the Hagerty Insurance folks for a wonderful series. And Tom is guiding us through this junkyard, and it's getting to be that time of the night that the sun is setting. And if you had your photographer buddy with you, this would be a good time to be taking some great photographs, like Michael Allen Ross always does.
I wish Michael were with me, because the sun's going down. It's getting to be what Michael calls the magic hour, and that very soft light, and it's shining here. Well, shining. I can't say it's shining on this rusty Thunderbird, because the Thunderbird is rusty. But I'm looking at a 66, probably not 65 Thunderbird. It looks absolutely complete, and it's just rotten into the ground. And I think to myself, 50 years ago, this was a brand new car for somebody. Somebody drove this beautiful red car off the lot 50 years ago and was the pride of the neighborhood. And What turn of events happened to turn it into this? Really sad.
That's a really good point, because what a great collector car that would be for somebody today. As you mentioned, and as you write, actually, as I pick up my copy here of the Barn Find Road Trip, 3 Guys, 14 Days, 1,000 Collector Cars, that's the road trip from last year. You'll read about the Route 66 road trip. That's upcoming from Tom. But you've got some rules for barn find hunting, and the number one rule is always search on the wrong side of town.
When I pull into a town, doesn't matter what town, I want to go towards lower income neighborhoods. I want to go towards the industrial side of town, where there might be body shops or mechanic shops, and there are places that are more apt to have cars that are visible. I think if you went to the more affluent side of town, there might be a lot of old cars there, but unfortunately they're all in garages and you'll never see them. So yeah, go to the other side of town, the other side of the tracks, and you meet such great people, and it doesn't matter which side of the tracks they're from. I come driving up my Woody, all right? So I have a 39 Ford Woody wagon, and that is the ultimate icebreaker. I can pull into anybody's driveway. It can be in Hillbilly, West Virginia, and if I were driving a new SUV, they'd tell me to go up the property, but they want to come out and look at my car, and they invite me in for a couple piece of cake. It's just, it's amazing. So I encourage your listeners to think about taking something that's visibly vintage when you go out looking for vintage cars. It just proves you're kind of part of the fraternity.
That is a really good point, and your Woody is such a beautiful example of a wonderful vehicle to take along on a journey like this. Taking a look at some of the other rules that you've got here of barn fine hunting or junkyard field hunting. Rule number two is you can go home again. What does that mean? You can go back to your hometown? Or
Yes, and I have. It's amazing. I grew up in Holbrook on Long Island, New York. And, you know, out of the school bus or when you're riding past on a bicycle as a kid, you knew who the car guys were. I mean, you were a car kid. You knew where they lived and what kind of cars they had. And it's amazing that you can go back there decades later, and very often those people still live there, or at least their descendants live there, and those cars are still there. And I've actually bought some incredible cars that nobody would have known about, except I was like a 14-year-old kid at the bus window. So I encourage people to go back to your old hometown and take another look.
Another tip that you have, which is a really good one, at tour residential areas on weekends, I would imagine this is when you might get a peek into a garage or somebody might roll something out.
Yep. I remember I used to tell my wife, I'd get on a bicycle on a Saturday. I said, I'm not going to come home until I find something really cool. And I'd go riding through subdivisions, and a guy had his garage door open, and there was all sleds piled up, you know, all that stuff. And I saw a little piece of a fender and a taillight, and I realized it was a Jag XK120. And so the guy was working out and pruning his bushes. I said, excuse me, I had to look at that Jag, and he looked at me like, how did you know there was a Jag in there? Well, I saw the taillight. Well, you know Jaguars that well, so have field day. Look at it what you want. You know, car people are amazing.
Yeah, it all goes back to becoming friends, like you said.
Yeah. Now I'm doing a video series about cars, but really it's not about cars. It's about people. Cars are hard. And, you know, we could talk about camshaft lines and you know, lift and duration and stuff, but only a few people want to pay attention to that. But if you talk about the people that own that car and how it got there and how long it's had it, what they would do with it, who they'd like it to go to, that's what people want to read about.
That is so true. Tom Cotter is joining us live from a junkyard in Central Florida. He is looking around and doing a video shoot for the Haggerty folks, and he's also sharing his little gems of wisdom. And another one, of course, become friends, as we've been talking about. But I like this one, embrace dead ends.
Yep, and, you know, nobody likes to go down a dead end to make a three-point turn to get out again, but that's just the reason you should go down dead ends or streets that have no outlet, because people avoid them. It's one way in and one way out. You can't get anywhere. And that's where the gems are, because nobody likes to go down those roads. So, you know, just I've been using these techniques since I'm 15 years old, and they still work, and I'm 61.
Very cool. So tell us what you're looking at now. You just told us about that beautiful Thunderbird and the story behind it. God only knows if, you know, what happened to that wonderful Thunderbird to leave it to rock
right
away.
Well, right now, I'm looking inside a trailer that's loaded with parts. And it's interesting. I'm looking at two doors here that seem that they're Datsun 510 doors. And I know that because I'm restoring my old 510. All right, if I were closer to home, I'd think about buying these doors. But there's, you know, there's a 1941 Ford hood and fenders for, you know, various old Chevys. And, you know, what's going to happen with this stuff? It's probably just going to rot away or get crushed or something. It's really sad. I wish that guys with yards like this, before they crush things, would invite enthusiasts to come in for 1 month, take anything you want, and have a good time, boys, and then crush it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I wish, too, that, you know, that some of these junkyard owners, when they take a vehicle in, of course, it's 20/20 hindsight, that perhaps they would invite somebody who has automotive knowledge, vehicle knowledge, and you know, might tell the owner that this, you know, shouldn't be left out in the open. You should really find a good, safe place for this, because this could be worth something someday.
But yeah. That's You know what it is? These guys got the cars for next to nothing or nothing, and they didn't have a garage, and it was not valuable, so just throw it in the field, and maybe somebody will buy the engine one day. And now it's 40 years later, and the car is valuable. Unfortunately, there's nothing left.
As you pointed out a little bit earlier, if you head out, as you did earlier this year on Route 66, and you don't have the humidity issues, you do find some really possible restorable vehicles. I know I've gotten some calls from Oklahoma with people telling me that they found some muscle cars, you know, in shrubbery and everything else, but they were in pretty decent shape. So depending on the area of the country, you could find a real gem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, it'd be interesting to... if you took a brand new 55 Chevy and parked it in the desert, another 55 Chevy and parked it in Maine, and came back 50 years later, it'd be interesting to see what the state of deterioration would be on the two cars.
That's really, really true, because it would be remarkable to see what Mother Nature does in different areas of the country with the same exact vehicle. So what are you seeing now? What's the latest there from the junkyard in Central Florida?
Well, I'm looking at an Edsel two-door sedan. It doesn't have a push-button transmission. It has it's a manual on the column or an automatic on the column. It's got 57-port hubcaps on it. It looks like it was just parked here. It looks like it was driven and parked. I mean, everything is in place.
Unbelievable. Well,
yeah.
Tom, we're going to have to do this again real soon. In the meantime, everybody check out Tom's complete series of books, Amazon.com, MotorBooks.com. Tom, thank you for your time. Say hello to the Hannity folks for me, and we'll get you back with us real soon.
Thank you, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour. I'm Bob Long.
I'm on the road again.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of